Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, Israel is experiencing mild weather. Clear skies are visible over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, while Haifa enjoys a calm night, perfect for those who want to enjoy a peaceful evening outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, Walla reports on quiet negotiations between Israel and Lebanon, mediated by the U.S., while the world focuses on U.S.-Iran talks regarding Hormuz. Also, tension within Iran's leadership surfaces as the Iranian president hints at internal rifts, according to Israel Hayom from earlier today. Also this hour, reports of a fire near Shfat HaMidbar farm in southern Mount Hebron lead to allegations of price tag incidents, Israel Hayom reports. Separately, the IDF launched attacks in South Lebanon earlier today, citing a violation of the ceasefire by Hezbollah, according to Ynet. And finally, I-24 News reports that an Oketz dog helped IDF troops discover a Hamas tunnel filled with rockets in southern Gaza. Reaction has been swift on social media. Balaz News highlighted the deepening ties between Israel and Ecuador, noting a historic visit by Israel's foreign minister just minutes ago. Oren Marmorstein, who was part of the delegation, praised the visit as a success, posting earlier today that it involved substantial meetings with Ecuador's leaders. Eve Barlow, a journalist, posted just minutes ago with a controversial comment about anti-Semitic sentiments. Let's go deeper, starting with the quiet negotiations reported by Walla. These talks between Israel and Lebanon, mediated by the U.S., run parallel to the more visible U.S.-Iran discussions on Hormuz. This diplomatic effort aims to address regional tensions discreetly. The outcome could significantly impact stability in the region. Turning to Iran, earlier today, Israel Hayom reported that Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian expressed difficulty communicating with the new leadership. This hints at possible disputes over strategic decisions within the regime. His comments, coupled with attacks on Israel, suggest escalating internal and external pressures. Such tensions could influence Iran's foreign policy moves. Meanwhile, a fire near the Shfat HaMidbar farm in southern Mount Hebron has sparked allegations of retaliatory actions. Residents accused Palestinians of setting the blaze, prompting fears of further violence. This incident underscores the fragility of peace in the area, as reported by Israel Hayom. In related developments, the IDF strike in South Lebanon comes after what Ynet describes as a ceasefire violation by Hezbollah. The attack in the Tyre area and the subsequent warning to Al-Manz residents highlight the ongoing volatility despite diplomatic engagements. The situation remains tense, with potential repercussions for regional security. And finally, I-24 News reports that the discovery of a Hamas tunnel filled with rockets in southern Gaza is a significant find for the IDF. The assistance of an Oketz dog in this operation showcases the ongoing threat from militant groups. This discovery could lead to increased military activity in the region. On the economic front, first, CTEC discusses the current market dynamics, suggesting that concerns about a bubble might be misguided. The focus should be on the viability of value propositions, not on fear of collapse. Separately, Maariv Business explores problem-solving in engineering, inspired by a historic incident involving astronauts in 1970. This piece delves into the critical thinking required in engineering studies today. And finally, El Al reported a significant profit increase in the second quarter despite setbacks from Operation Roaring Lion, as stated in Globes. This indicates a resilient recovery and positive momentum for the airline. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.